This is a seated open awareness practice. Let's begin this practice with our eyes open. What do you notice with your eyes? What is in front of you right now? So taking in the appearance of all the objects that appear in front of you, noticing their shape and their color, any possible movement if it's present, textures, and we can do the same thing with our ears. So what is present in your surroundings right now as far as sounds? Some sounds might be quite loud and obvious and persistent, perhaps. And others might be quite subtle and far away. Perhaps you hadn't even noticed them at first. And taking in all of these experiences, just by allowing them to come to us. So without making any particular effort to reach out, to seek out anything, we're just sitting and seeing what arises, what happens to appear in our senses. Now let's gently close your eyes and turn our attention inward into the body and bringing this same kind of attention inward as we notice what's present in the body. Again, letting whatever sensations are there come to us. So perhaps beginning as we always do by noticing the seat underneath us, finding our grounding in this posture, feeling the firmness of the support underneath, noticing how your body responds, knowing that there is that support underneath you. To what extent are your hips and legs and the whole body able to release into that support? Noticing too your legs, the general shape that they've taken on quite naturally. Sensing where the knee bends and the turn of the ankle and where your feet are and where each touches the floor or the chair, where there is contact, what sorts of things it's touching, whether it's chair, floor, clothing, or just passing air. And then noticing that from your hips, your spine rises up gracefully, easily. Pausing to notice the front of your abdomen and the back all around your hips, circling around your waist and your lower ribs and your chest. And noticing too the effect of the breath on these parts of the body, the very gentle movements of the air, being with this flowing rhythm of the in and out of air, the expanding and contracting of your body. And how about your arms? Where are your arms? The right and the left. Feeling where your hands are located. And if they are in contact with each other, what it feels like to have skin against skin. And your neck and shoulders. Noticing if there's any discomfort anywhere, here or in the back. Meeting that with the same openness, same gentleness as you've done so far with everything else. Just meeting it as it is. And finally, coming to your head, balanced on top of the spine, perhaps allowing the chin to tuck under just a little bit. Allowing this body to find its own natural ease, meeting whatever is arising in this body. Letting it come and go as it will. No effort, no trying. And as we settle further into our physical being, noticing more and more the effects of the breath on this body. Noticing the movements, the expanding and the contracting. Noticing the coolness of the air as it comes into your nostrils and the warmth when it leaves. Noticing too that with each in-breath there's a certain feeling of energy rising upward in the body as we expand. And then with each exhale, a releasing, a sense of this energy flowing downward, letting go. And so being with each cycle of rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Each breath, a new experience, different from the one before. And as we settle more and more into our physical being, other sensations might become more clear to us over time. So let's try turning our attention quite consciously toward one of those, and that's the experience of sounds. So now expanding our awareness outward beyond the envelope of our skin, going outward into the space around us. So what do you sense through your ears is happening around you? And just letting these sounds land on your ears without picking or choosing or seeking, without effort. You might notice that as we listen to sounds, the mind has quite a natural tendency to want to label everything that it hears, identifying what it is, interpreting the sound, giving it its proper name, perhaps even coming up with an image in our mind of what this thing is that's creating this sound. This is what minds do. It seems to want to understand what everything is. But what if we were to just listen to these sounds as just a pure auditory experience? And even though an interpretation can arise, we just set that aside for a moment and see what else is there. Just the sound. Noticing whether it's loud or soft, sharp or soft, pleasant or unpleasant. So just taking in its texture, whether it's constant or intermittent. Just noticing all the colors of this sound experience that's coming to your ears. And what about silence? Are there any moments of silence in your experience? And what is silence actually? Is it just an absence of sound? Is it a void? Or does silence have qualities of its own? How does your body and your mind respond to silence? What happens when we allow silence to reach us, to land on our being? How do we respond? And as we settle deeper into our noticing of sounds, perhaps other experiences come into our view as well. So let's once again turn our attention deliberately to one of those. This time, let's turn our awareness toward what's happening in the mind, our thoughts. And by thoughts, it could be once again that interpreting mind that's trying to understand what it's hearing. It could be random things that we feel like we need to be doing. Thoughts. We might have previously considered these to be distractions, things to turn away from. But actually, they're just arising just like any other sense experience without our willing them into being. So, since they are just another experience, we can treat them as such and just observe them. We could think of this experience as being like sitting in a train station and watching the many trains of our thoughts coming and going into the station, but we don't need to get on any of them. Just watching it go through, come in and pass away. And if you happen to find yourself at any point having gotten on one of those trains and you discover that you're a million miles away, that too is just another experience. So we can take note of it. Perhaps it would help to ground yourself back in a present, real experience. Like your breath, like touching into where your feet are or where you're sitting, coming back to this moment somewhere in your body, regrounding yourself in this present moment. And then, whenever you feel able, going back into the mind, noticing any thoughts. Letting them come and go once again. Sometimes thoughts come attached with emotions, feelings. Some thoughts are about noticing something enjoyable. Or some thoughts come with feelings like annoyance or irritation. Once again, these are just experiences. And so just noticing them, just being aware of each experience as it comes, without judging, without trying to change anything. Along with those emotions, some thoughts have a magnetic quality to them. They seem to draw us in. Even thoughts of annoyance and irritation have this strange quality of wanting to pull us in, it seems. So noticing how that feels, to get pulled in. What might it be like to breathe, to create a little bit more space around the experience? Seeing if we can loosen its grip a little bit so that we can sit more easily with the fact that it's there. If you're finding that watching your thoughts becomes a struggle, that it doesn't feel easy at all, then that too is something we can observe. Just noticing what's happening in your mind. How are we reacting? How do we be with what's present in this mind right now? To the extent that we can, staying grounded in this present moment, or simply bringing ourselves back every time we notice we've wandered, even if we have to do that a million times, it doesn't matter. That's the practice, just bringing ourselves back. Now let's let go of our awareness of our thoughts. Let's let go of this effort of pointing our attention to anything in particular. And let's just sit back for a moment. So what if we were to just allow whatever arises to pass in front of us? without pointing our attention to anything in particular. And you might notice that all sorts of things come up. It could be a sound. It could be a physical sensation. It could be a thought or an emotion. All sorts of things come through our awareness, come and go, rise and fall. And can we just place ourselves in the midst of all of these things and just allow everything to be as it is? And so it's really this present moment that's now the focus of our attention. It's not any one particular thing, it's just now. Whatever is happening now. It's not like being distracted because our feet stay grounded, so to speak, where we are. Notice how each experience arises and falls. Without our doing anything, they come and go. Things are constantly changing. Things are constantly passing by. We don't need to do anything. They change on their own. It's kind of like standing with your feet in a river and letting the current wash over your feet. All of these experiences parade past, wash over you, and yet you stay firmly planted where you are. Sometimes one of them pulls you away. Sometimes you get distracted, or sometimes you get distracted and fuzz out or get drowsy. So all of those are also part of this experience. And no matter what happens, whenever you notice that you've wandered, that becomes a moment of awareness. And at that moment, we can pick ourselves up and bring ourselves back. There may be times when it feels like it takes more effort to stay grounded. Sometimes the pull of our experiences are quite strong. If we get swept away, then we've gotten swept away, and we can be with that experience of having been swept away without judging, without blaming. Just bring ourselves back. And sometimes it can feel quite easy and we can just coast along. And that too is part of the ebb and the flow of experience. Staying with our experiences as best we can, staying present, however we happen to find ourselves reacting, no matter where or how far we find that we've wandered. This is all part of this frame of our experience. We just receive whatever happens with an openness, without judging, staying curious, just noticing everything that happens. Now, as we begin to bring this practice to a close, let's pause and take note of what it's like to be in this state of open, accepting awareness. That everything that happens is brought into our awareness. And we can just allow it to be. And so, to bring ourselves gradually out of this practice so as to not break this delicate awareness, let's gradually begin to wiggle the toes and the fingers. Bring some movement back into the body very gently. Take a breath or two. Noticing too that this transition is also something to note, to be aware of. And very gently opening your eyes. And taking this grounded clarity of mind out with us as we continue on to the rest of our day.